Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
After the show yesterday, I went home and shredded documents all day after our discussion about Matthew McConaughey and finding out some of the secrets that people took to the grave, but then their family found out about them later on.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey's new book came out yesterday, and he was talking about he found out how his dad died after his dad had died, and he found out that his dad passed away during a romantic session with his mother. Not something that you want to know. Not something you want to learn after they pass away.
Definitely not.
Do without that.
Like, it turns out people just been calling ever since then with stories of secrets from their family. And we've got, this is probably the most shocking, from Wendy and Marietta.
This story takes place 30 years after my great uncle died. And through the magic of ancestry, we found out that he had not one, but three illegitimate babies that he sold on the black market.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
And now, so we met everybody. One of the kids found us on Ancestry. Then we found the next one. And then we just found the third one, who lives in New Jersey. And tomorrow is going to Florida to meet my 95-year-old grandmother, who would be his aunt.
Oh, my goodness.
How old are these people, the kids?
They're in their 50s and 60s.
It's like This Is Us, isn't it? Wasn't This Is Us sort of like, isn't that the premise?
Sort of, yeah. Gave him away, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to ask the question, how much did
what?
He get?
So, it's such a crazy story, because this man, my great-uncle, was the nicest guy you ever meet, right? Like, you walk in the room. I mean, he was kind of gangster, right? And I remember being a little girl, and he'd, like, palm me a $5 bill. You know, total New York gangster.
He's, like, duking his niece a five spot.
And so everybody loved him, and he had a wife and four kids, and he was living in Miami, but he had a club in New York City called the Polka Dot Club, where all this went on.
He owned the Polka Dot Club?
He owned the Polka Dot Club in New York City.
Wow.
And this cocktail waitress had three of his children that he sold. And so we know that two of them were sold for, like, I mean, this is the 50s, right? So it was $3,500, which I did the math, which is the equivalent of about $20,000 today. Yeah.
The silver lining in this could be that they all were sold at least to beautiful families who raised them well and loved them and couldn't have their own kids or what? Is that hopefully the case?
Yeah. No, there's a happy ending, right? I mean, it was such a crazy, awful thing to do, but the happy ending is they all were raised by great families. They're all together. They all have since met up and are, you know, full 100% siblings. So there's a happy ending.
Wow.
But this man has been dead for 30 years, and he went to his grave with a secret thinking, okay, I got away with it. And then Ancestry.
That's eventually probably what killed him. I mean, having to live with that.
It just makes me think, like, what will come out in 30 years that'll nail me? You know?
Right. Yeah. Well,
dad. I would suggest dotting all your I's.
Yeah.
Yours is just going to be a bunch of bad Yelp reviews, Tad.
Wow, Wendy. Well, you gave us chills this morning. Thank you for that story. That's insanity.
You're welcome.
All the stuff you need to know to start your day. It's info to go on B98.5.
Protected by Breda Pest Management, they handle bugs and critters. 7:25 sunshine today with a high of 80. What's going on, Kara?
Lots of people have been looking into taking quick, drivable vacations lately. Mm-hmm. And if you happen to be one of them, be really careful where you're looking for these rentals, especially if you come across the ad on Facebook. Chris Amos lives in Norcross, and he's the admin for a vacation rental group he started on Facebook a few years ago. He's trying to connect renters with owners, but over the last few weeks, they've seen a huge jump in scammers.
They actually direct message the potential renters and tell them that they are the owner of the cabin, when in fact they are not. It's always a nice family-looking profile, but if you look on the left-hand side of their Facebook page, there will be several rental companies or property management companies, real estate companies, and it will almost be excessive.
And what to look out for?
They said to be really careful about using those cash apps to send money, especially if they contact you direct message like that. Don't send Venmo, PayPal, stuff like that to anybody that you don't actually know.
Every time I go on to one of these apps, mm-hmm. it always offers the opportunity to pay a business versus pay an individual. And I think it costs a little bit more on Venmo to pay a business, but that might actually give you some more protection. So maybe when you're renting a house, you should just bite the bullet and pay the extra whatever percent.
No.
To make sure.
No.
Let's get a good feeling.
All right.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Well, this is very 2020. Over the weekend, there was a big fishing tournament over on the Georgia-Alabama line, and one man broke the state record for the largest catfish caught in Georgia. Tim Trone scored himself a 110-pound blue catfish, beating the previous record by over 17 pounds.
Please tell me he did not do this by noodling.
No, I believe he was using a rod and reel. It said that he used cut-up bream.
When I first moved to Oklahoma, I lived in Oklahoma for 2 years. You move to a new town, people point out the cool restaurant. When I got to Oklahoma, the first thing somebody mentioned to me was that they were going to take me out noodling. And for the following 2 years, I lived in fear. This is where, are you familiar with the noodling?
No, please.
Oh,
you don't
really?
Give me
noodling.
A definition of noodling.
Oh,
Kara,
my
go
goodness.
Ahead. I'll give you
okay,
the honor.
Okay, so noodling is when you go to wherever, I guess it's a lake or something.
A swamp.
And some gross area. And you actually stick your fist into these holes, and the catfish, hopefully, is in that hole and will bite your hand and you pull him out.
Let's move on.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
We're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Hillary in Roswell, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Could you please kick Kara out of the studio for us?
Take a hike, Kara.
I'm out of here, Hillary. Good luck.
Thank you.
Kara's going to leave the room. We're going to ask you these 5 trivia questions. Then we'll bring Kara back in and we'll ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, she'll pay you $100 cash of her own money, okay?
Okay.
I know. Good deal, right? Here's question one. In a total 2020 move, It's a Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown is not going to air this Halloween. Who's Charlie Brown's dog?
Snoopy.
By the way, it'll air. It just won't air on network.
Right, Apple TV.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Good. So, you made me so sad.
Hillary, I hate to tear your heart out like that. Number two, Lowe's announced they're going to start delivering Christmas trees for free next week. True or false, artificial trees are made from PVC plastic.
True.
Question three, footage of Ben Stiller auditioning for the lead role in Back to the Future surfaced yesterday. What's that character's name?
Marty McFly.
Number four, for the second year in a row, the clown from It is George's most popular Halloween costume. What's the clown from It's name?
Oh, shoot. I have no idea.
Number five, happy 40th birthday to Kim Kardashian. She first popped on our TV screens when she guest starred on Paris Hilton's reality show. What was that show?
Oh, I can't remember what it was called.
You knew Marty
McFly. Oh, I'm bombing.
All right.
I know, I'm bombing. I don't watch reality TV. Is that terrible?
That's all right.
That's all right. It makes you a better person than the rest of us.
Right, bringing Kara back in. But Hillary, you did well. The questions were tough this morning, and you got 3 right. So Kara's got to answer at least 3 of these right to tie.
Okay. Diana, know about that Christmas tree.
Here you go. Same questions, Kara, in a total 2020 move. It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown's not going to air on network TV this Halloween. Who's Charlie Brown's dog?
Snoopy.
That's what Hillary said, 1-1.
Number two, Lowe's announced they're going to start delivering Christmas trees for free next week. True or false, artificial trees are made from PVC plastic.
false?
Polyvinyl chloride it's actually true, and that's what Hillary said. So Hillary's now up 2-1.
Number three, footage of Ben Stiller auditioning for the lead role in Back to the Future surfaced yesterday. What's that character's name?
Marty McFly.
Hillary answered it confidently as well, but she's still up 3-2.
Number four, for the second year in a row, the clown from It is George's most popular Halloween costume. What's his name?
Pennywise.
Yeah, Hillary didn't have an answer. Going to kick yourself for that one. We're knotted up at three.
Finally, question five. It's Kim Kardashian's 40th birthday. She first popped on our TVs when she guest starred on Paris Hilton's reality show. What was that show called?
A Simple Life.
That's hot. Hillary didn't have an answer. All right, final score, squeaking it out, 4-3. Hillary and Roswell, are you smarter than Kara?
Yes.
Got that one wrong,
too. I was
just
asked the wrong question.
We asked. It was our fault.
All right, 885 wins and just 31 losses, Kara.
Sorry, Hillary.
Okay. It was great playing, though.
All right, we will do it again tomorrow like we do every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. You can get signed up. Just go to tadanddrex.com. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now Tad and Drex Show. Only Kara would ever do this.
Well, you know that old saying, like, be careful what you wish for. It might actually come true.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I never really understood that until recently because I've wanted this one particular thing for the last 5 years or so. And I've really been grinding my husband's gears about it lately.
Why do you think you're going to get it all of a sudden? If you've been thinking about it for 5 years,
well,
why is now the time?
So next Wednesday is my 40th birthday.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, a week
and
from today?
And my husband has been throwing these hints out that he has procured this thing I've been dreaming about for so long and hoping was going to happen. And the closer it gets to potentially being reality, the more and more I start thinking maybe it's not such a great idea. Maybe it's more fun to like just dream about it than to actually have it in my life.
Only Kara would talk about something for 5 years to wear people out about it, beg for it, and then be like, now that I've got it, I even have a problem with
Ted,
this.
I don't know if this is just centered on Kara, because I think a lot of women are in your situation, Kara. Y'all are kind of like avocados.
We're
like,
totally avocados.
Not ready, not ready, not ready, not ready. I'm ready. Well, too late.
Nope, you missed it.
Too late.
Absolutely.
What?
Okay, why and what?
Y'all know the only thing that I've wanted since y'all have known me is
a baby. A Frenchie.
A Frenchie.
Oh,
a French
come on.
Bulldog.
We're still talking about
a French
about
bulldog.
This.
Yes.
See?
Oh. I know. And my husband, all he wants to do is make my dreams come true. And he has finally found the pup.
Okay.
At least that I think he really wants to do this. It's like sweet surprise for my birthday next week.
Yeah.
And the closer it gets to like actually happening, the more I'm like, that's a lot of change. That's a lot of change happening, like having to potty train a new dog, having to adjust schedules, and then like BB is going to be so upset. She's been an only doggy child for the last 7 years. She gets all the attention, and she's not going to be a happy girl.
You're the only person in the history of time that has ever pulled a stunt like this.
I don't think that's true. I think there are other people out there that have really wanted something, but once they got it, they decided maybe it wasn't such a great idea.
All right. So let's see. Kara thinks that there's another human being in the world that has done something like this. So I will give out the phone number so that we can prove to you that you're wrong, and then you will gladly accept this Frenchie and get over this.
404- I'll gladly accept the Frenchie anyways, for sure.
404-741-0985. You asked for it, and you asked for it, and you begged for it, and then you were like, I don't want this anymore. B98.5, 80s and 90s, and now. I'm just hoping for the sanctity of human beings that Kara is the only one who wanted something for 5 years, begged everybody for 5 years, told the world, get me this, get me this, get me this. And now that it's about to happen, don't want.
Yeah, alarm's going off. Don't want it. Don't think it's a good idea anymore, or at least not right now.
But it's coming.
But it's coming.
Your 40th birthday, what'd you ask for?
A Frenchie. Puppy.
And now you don't want it?
It's not that I don't want it. Of course I want it. I just don't think right now is the right time.
There's a lot of things going on.
And you said, sure, there's a lot of people who do this. As if. But then, of course, we've got Claire in Woodstock.
Hi.
Hi. Are you kidding? You really?
Yeah, I for my anniversary, I had dreamt of, you know, getting a Louis Vuitton bag for like 8 or 9 years. And I kept saying to my husband, like, oh, I really want a Louis Vuitton. So finally, this October, we stood in line outside of the Phipps Plaza Louis Vuitton store and we bought one. And for like a week afterwards, I just had this like buyer's remorse. And like, I think it was the idea of just owning it and dreaming about getting it. But then once I had it, I ended up returning it.
You returned it.
Possibly you were allergic to being basic.
I mean, I guess so.
So were you?
I don't know. I felt crazy. My husband was like, "Are you serious? Like, are you serious?"
How much was it? It was like those are like thousands of dollars,
very
right?
Expensive.
I mean, it was ridiculous with tax. Like, it was like $1,600.
Oh,
oh
Lord.
Yeah. And then, well, you Google everything, and you know, I found out that 99% of the Louis Vuittons that are out there in the wild are fake, that people are carrying anyways, and so that just made me sick to my stomach, like, oh my gosh, I'm the only crazy person that has a real one.
Do you still have the purse?
No, I returned it.
Oh, your patient, patient husband.
Did you find yourself a fakie?
You know what? I totally did, and it's coming from China right now.
Perfect.
China.
There's more Tad and Drex on the way, and here's what's coming up next.
Kara has info to go in 10 minutes.
If you got yourself a nice big front yard, you're probably telling the kids to get off my lawn. But we've got one local man that has done something spectacular to actually bring the kids to the yard, and he's not making milkshakes.
We're going to find out what he did next.
It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 822, partly sunny today with a high of 80. What's going on, Kara?
With the holidays quickly approaching, we're seeing a lot of old scams popping up already. The secret shopper is a biggie, and it's making its rounds once again. So a Sandy Springs woman answered an offer to be a so-called secret shopper to check on workers over at Whole Foods. Everything seemed to be on the up and up until she received a $3,000 check in the mail. Ooh. Now, even that looked real, but with that check came instructions that included purchasing some gift cards,
yep,
and you know the rest. Sound familiar, right? She decided to go ahead and to turn that check into her bank, and they confirmed that her fears were true. It was a total scam. If she would have cashed that check, it would have come back stolen goods or whatever. She would have been on the hook. And then even Whole Foods has said that they don't make any sort of offers like this. So if you're looking into trying to be a secret shopper, or you see some of these ads that just seem too good to be true, they probably are. You got to be on high alert.
I want to be a secret shopper.
I know, I do too.
I would love the chance to go in and right the wrongs of the world.
What kind of free time do you people have? When I go to the store, it's like, go in, get it, leave immediately, and go on to doing other tasks.
When I go into the store, it's, how did this person talk to me? Did they have a nice tone to their voice? God. Were they friendly and courteous?
Well, be careful if you answer any of those ads, Taddy.
If somebody wants to send me a $3,000 check, I'll secret shop for you.
Right?
Okay.
You ready for a good feeling?
Yes.
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
So, Drex, this might either grind your gears a lot or you could be really excited.
Okay.
So, if you got a nice big front yard, most people are typically yelling for the neighborhood kids to get off my lawn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not Brian Blackman. He lives out in Woodstock, and he's created a huge lawn maze for the neighborhood kids to come and enjoy. He's an engineer by trade, and it took him quite a while to plan out this giant labyrinth and then to get to mowing. He actually mowed this labyrinth,
wow,
into his front yard. It's incredible. He told Channel 2 Action News it's totally worth it, too.
It makes me feel good because that's really what it's about. We don't have kids at home anymore, but it's really about, you know, creating something fun for the neighbors and in particular the kids.
Yeah. Would you ever do anything like this, Drex?
What that gentleman said there, I think, hit the nail on the head. Right now, I want those kids to get off my damn zoysia lawn that I fertilize and I cut by hand every single week. But I know the minute the kids are gone. Because in our neighborhood, you know, my daughter's 7 and we've got about 15 kids all around that age. I know the time is going to come and it's counting down 10 years, 9 years from now. Mm-hmm. That street's going to be empty.
And you're going to wish you heard those little giggles in the yard, huh? Yeah.
And then the grandkids come and they can stay off my damn lawn too.
I was out as soon as I heard three words Kara said. He's an engineer. I was like, yeah, he's an engineer who understands how to do this. I would screw that up.
Oh, totally.
That would be the worst looking labyrinth.
There's more Tad and Drex on the way. Here's what's coming up next.
You ever pick your kid up from school? The first thing you say is, oh, hey, honey, how was school today? Fine. Well, I picked my daughter from school yesterday, and I asked her that question, how was school? She goes, Daddy, there's girl drama.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
and it's
baby.
Juicy.
Oh, yes. Love it.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Thanks for listening, and good morning. It's Tad, Drex, and Kara, and what is up with you this morning, Drex?
What do you guys think it sounds like when I pick my daughter up from school? She gets in the car, and I'm excited to see her. It's one of my favorite parts of the day to see her be bopping up in her little uniform. She always looks so cute, and she's growing like an inch every single day. Mm-hmm. What do you think it sounds like when I'm like, hey, honey, good to see you. How was your day?
Oh, it was good.
What did you learn? what did you learn?
Oh, I don't remember.
What did you have for lunch?
I don't know. It wasn't good.
Daddy,
can we go to Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, can we go to QT and get an ice cream? That's usually what it is. So I make it a point to always try to ask specifics. You know what I mean? Like, what did you guys do in arithmetic? You know, what was the book you guys read? What was the Bible story? Such and such and such. Well, I had a little nugget when I picked her up yesterday, and I was really excited to talk about her because earlier in the day yesterday, I talked to another mom in my daughter's class, and she had said, like, oh, did you hear about the girl drama that's going on?
Ooh.
I was like, what are you talking about? This is awesome. Yes. And she's like, well, my daughter's not involved in it, and your daughter Avery's not involved in it. But, you know, like Lizzie and Megan and Ella are all like have this little girl drama going on. It's been happening for like 5 weeks now. I'm like, what is going on? She's like, well, just ask Avery about it. So I get Avery in the car. When I pick her up, I'm like, how am I going to like walk into this?
Oh, that's easy. Girls will always give you gossip. We'll talk your ear off if we're talking gossip.
Well, so I'm like, oh, you know, so you're still loving school, right, Avery? She's like, yeah, loving school. I was like, and you get along with Megan? Oh, yeah. You get along with Lizzie? Oh, yeah. What about Ella? Oh, yeah. I'm like, well, does Ella and Lizzie get along? She's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about like Megan and Lizzie? She's like, well, there is some girl drama going on.
Ooh,
she said it.
I like that.
She said girl drama. And I'm like, well, what, you know, what's going on? She goes, I don't know, Daddy. I stay away from it. Whenever it happens, I just walk away. I'm like, yes, good job.
Yeah.
But the girl drama, and again, it's been going on for 5 weeks, Tad.
I have to know what the girl drama is all about.
Right? It doesn't matter if you're 47 or 7, like my daughter and her friends are. If there's drama, you want to know what's going on.
Right.
Apparently.
Oh, was, you know.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I got it out of her.
Yes.
It's excellent.
It's the dumbest thing. Well, maybe not when you're 7, but it started when Megan, Lizzie, and Ella were playing Foursquare, and the fourth girl rotates. Like, it could be my daughter or the lady I was talking to earlier, her daughter.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, Lizzie doesn't understand the rules, and Megan is a super Kira and is, like, always pointing out what you're doing wrong and what you're doing right. Well, that ticked Lizzie off, and she, like, took the ball and went away, and they got in this huge fight. And all the girls are like, no, Lizzie, you're doing it wrong. We're telling you're doing it wrong. Huge issue, huge blow up. And I'm like, Avery, what happened? She goes, oh, I don't know. I walk away. But this has been going on for 5 weeks now, and it's really causing issues in the class.
We need to bring all of them together and have like a Foursquare summit.
Something.
Or get some to have a sit down.
Get some cameras in there. I'm thinking, you know, like, remember The Hills? Like, this is The Hills, but
oh my
yeah,
God.
Second grader.
7 year old.
Oh, I would be, it, you want it? That's great TV.
Keep us posted on everything that happens with
sure.
that, please.
You guys were as excited as I was yesterday.
The moment one hair follicle gets pulled, we want to know about it.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.